Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. WWE releases NXT talents, three wrestlers make their returns, and who is Paul Heyman's new guy? All this and much, much more this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get Ryan to the news. So Zema Ion has a small tumor. And how was this found out, Aaron?
He actually went there because a different reason. And they had found out that he had a very small tumor and he got operated on right away. The really good news is that he should be back in action very quickly. This is something that's not going to keep him out too long, and it's really nice that they were able to find this before it got bigger, because Zema Ion is a guy that I really like. I think that he is a really big talent for the X division. I really wish they would showcase the X division more, but that's of course a whole nother topic.
Yeah, maybe that's something that we'll eventually talk about. But yeah, it's really nice to see that he's okay. It's actually good that he had an appendectomy. Is that right? Did I say it right?
I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, it's where your appendix, you know, burst basically, and they found that tumor, which got to give him credit. The other thing also, he has a Kickstarter right now, to pay his medical bills. It's going to be around $30,000. So if you can donate any money, please do. I know in the first, I think it was 9 hours, they raised $5,000. So that's great. Hopefully they can pitch in some more money to that as well. So the WWE has they released some talents, and there were seven in total. And I thought that was kind of weird, but you know, of the seven, there was four I think everyone remembers. You might remember real quick, Derek Bateman and Percy Watson, which I love Percy Watson. I loved his character. I thought it was great, but they let it go. Bradley Pierce. And the only reason why I'm even bringing him up is because he's Dolph's brother, Dolph Ziggler's brother, which is to me a big deal. You just give him, you know, he just gets concussed and then you release his brother. I wonder what he's thinking.
That's a bad week.
Definitely a bad week in the Pierce family, or the Ziggler family. And also Audrey Marie, who I thought was going to get called up to the Diva division, but apparently not. So do you think there's going to be some more releases coming up, Aaron?
I think that there will be. You know, they have to cut smaller first, and then they work their way up. I think the biggest one, though, anyone that's listening to this right now, they probably don't know any of those names except for one, which might be Percy Watson. He's the only one that might you might know him. And he was in NXT Season 2. I liked him, too. I thought that he was unique, and he was the type of guy I think worked very well in a tag team. Or you could even put him in an X division style, environment. So WWE had a cruiserweight division. You know, he's somebody that probably could shine there. It's not that big of a surprise. I cannot wait to do the show next week when we talk about Zack Ryder getting released, because that's going to be a very interesting topic.
Actually, the one who everyone may think will get released, Curt Hawkins, he will not get released because he's been training a lot of the younger talents, and you can see it. And also, he just had a match with Sami Zayn. Of course, everyone doesn't know that name yet because he's actually El Generico without a mask. He made his return. First, he had one match against Curt Hawkins, which honestly, if you can watch this, please do. Hulu Plus has it. Just $7.99 a month. Just go ahead and do it. They're not sponsors, but it's definitely worth watching. And then right after that segment, Antonio Cesaro comes out as well, and Sami Zayn has another match and another great match. So I'm really happy to see El Generico make his debut in NXT.
So, Andy, first of all, the name, what do you think?
You know, it's gimmicky. I can see it working. On his tights, he had the S and a Z on it, and I kind of like the logo of it. The thing is, he was told by WWE to slow down. You know, you need to calm the spots down, even though the matches have been great. And, you know, even the one that aired on TV just recently was great as well. They're telling him to tone it down because he's basically making everyone else look bad. And his and the thing is also, if you've ever seen El Generico wrestle, he is not a sloppy wrestler. He is very precise in every move he does. And when he works with someone like that, in this case, Cesaro, the match was great. Curt Hawkins, another great match. He actually finished him off. He had him in, I'm trying to think, where they lock hands and he did like an armbar type deal, ran up to the top rope and then gave him a tornado DDT off it. And it was a perfect tornado DDT. It was just a great match. Definitely check out Hulu Pulse if you want to see this. So let's move on. Go ahead.
I did want to just say real quick about Sami Zayn. I like the El Generico gimmick. I think it's really unique. And I think that if you allow him to shine and, you know, let his personality out there, then Sami Zayn could be a very interesting character too. But you have to give him the opportunity to do so. But anyway, Andy, I know obviously you want to move on to WWE programming this week. Let's talk about Extreme Rules. And they had a lot of gimmick matches.
Yes, a lot.
I want to know, after the fact, what do you think?
Nothing. They had the gimmick matches, and you know, one thing that I thought was really interesting at one point, especially during the strap match, Henry said, "I'm going home," and it was very blatant. That he's like, I need to call it. He had to have hurt himself. And there's reports out there that he hurt his shoulder. And that I think it was Evanston, Indiana, when he wrestled there, he was in a tag match where he didn't get tagged in. He only took one simple bump. He just fell off the apron and that was it. I thought that was really interesting. And I think that hurt the strap match. And the sad part is we're not going to see one for a few years now. And that had potential to be a great match. Sheamus carried him the entire time, and it was very obvious as well. But Sheamus, even though he knew Henry was hurt, they still put on a great match. I just wish it was a little bit longer, and they could have had... I just wish they had more time. You know, the Cena-Ryback match, I thought was just pitiful. I mean, on figure four, the one thing they said was, the headline was, Cena-Ryback sucked. And actually, it did.
Well, let first of all, we had said for weeks, this has to end in a DQ. It has to end a disqualification, no contest, what have you. And then they said it's a last man standing match. And it was like, well, now Cena's got to win. Because I did not know, Andy, and I don't know if you did, but apparently a last man standing match can end and a no contest.
It can not. It's not supposed to. It actually is supposed to be if both guys land on the ground, it's the first person to get up. Who was the first person? Ryback. Was that a mistake? I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was a mistake. Because if they help Cena up first and he's standing, technically he's the last man standing then. But now there's some controversy about it. So I thought it was really interesting because... Also on Raw, Ryback comes out, opens it up. He wants an ambulance match.
Yeah. So we're going to have one thing I will say, kudos to WWE for letting us know already that in June, we're going to have an ambulance match for the main event. Honestly, very smart thing to do because I like the fact that when you announce these well in advance, it makes me go, okay, we now have build up to this. So we're going to see a build up to it. Only one small downside. We've already seen this match.
But here's the thing. I am predicting it right now. I know you said Zack Ryder is going to get released. I don't think so. He's going to interfere in this match. And he's going to cause, for some reason, he's going to cause Ryback to lose the title to Cena. That's going to lead to Ryback, you know, a Ryder. That's what I think is going to happen.
I'm sorry. You think that Ryback and Ryder are going to have a match? That's what you think. You think that Ryback and Ryder are going to have a match together.
As much as it sounds stupid, to me it makes sense. Because then you can get away from the woo-woo-woo character and have him be, you know, not a main eventer, but someone that they will respect.
I think Ryder's character is so far gone. I think he's going to join TNA. You're going to see him in a tag with Robbie E. Or you're going to see him in the X Division. And that, I mean... That's getting a little off topic, though, Andy.
Okay.
Let's go back and talk about Triple H and Brock Lesnar.
Probably the match of the night. I think a lot of people said that this was the match of the night, which I didn't think it would be. I really thought it would be Cena Ryback or even.
I'm sorry, you thought Cena would be involved in the match
for some reason. I thought that would be match of the night, and it was considered the worst match of the night. But I was happy to see the whole thing with the Shield, Ambrose winning the U.S. title, and Reigns and Rollins winning the tag titles. You know, both those matches were great. In fact, I think Ambrose probably put on him and Kofi probably put on the best match of the night.
They did. But Andy, let's get back to Triple H, okay. Lesnar. What do you think the outcome of this? Obviously, Lesnar wins. What do you think is going to happen for him now? I mean, he's probably not going to come back for a while.
No,
and then who does he face? Who is his opponent?
CM Punk.
You think that CM Punk is going to take him on?
I think CM Punk's going to take him on. And this is going to sound really weird, but I see CM Punk coming back at Payback, and I see, I'm going on to the next topic. I see CM Punk taking on Curtis Axel because here's why. You have three Paul Heyman guys. What better way than to take out one of the Paul Heyman guys?
So you're going to have CM Punk basically turn on Paul Heyman is what you're saying.
No, I think Curtis Axel is going to turn on CM Punk. Think about it. That would make a very interesting storyline to then have CM Punk say, I want Lesnar. You have Lesnar, CM Punk at SummerSlam. That's
I don't see it. I don't. Okay. I really don't see it. I see Lesnar, Cena. We saw it last year. I know it's dumb. But I see Lesnar coming back and saying, all right, you know what? I want the WWE title. And him against John Cena is more of a moneymaker. And especially if they build it up, because if you're talking at SummerSlam, so the Monday right after Money in the Bank, you see John Cena and Brock Lesnar in a brawl. You see them being held back by people. That is something that's going to get people excited for SummerSlam. So that'd be my guess. I really think that we're going to see Brock Lesnar versus John Cena at SummerSlam.
Okay. All right.
But Andy, you did mention something that is kind of important that we do need to talk about, which is Shield winning all the gold.
Yep.
Is this, how long are they going to keep this up for?
You know, I it's going to be a while. I would think it would go until Survivor Series. I think that's when you'll see someone drop the titles. Realistically, Reigns is just there. There's no other way to put it besides he's just there. Reigns is just there. He brings nothing to the Shield. You have Rollins, who is Tyler Black, who's a great wrestler. And then you have Dean Ambrose, who is a phenomenal wrestler. And then you have Roman Reigns. That's how I look at it. And nothing against Roman Reigns. It's just that he was brought up way too early. There's guys down in developmental that would have been 100 times better. I would throw out Corey Graves and Mr. Chris Hero or Cassius Ohno, as he's known now. Either one of those guys should be in the Shield. And really, Cassius Ohno would have been the perfect one because he's as big as Reigns, and he would be perfect.
And he might have been, because you do need somebody who is big to give yourself some credibility, and I think Reigns does that. So I do disagree with you a little bit there, but... I do want to bring up something else, Andy, that was kind of a big deal. Paul Heyman announced his third guy, as you talked about earlier. His name is Curtis Axel, which is a nod to his father and grandfather. What do you think about him re-debuting?
You know, he should have never debuted as Michael McGillicuddy, period. He never should have. He should have been this character from day one. I look at Ryback, I still call him Skip Sheffield once in a while, and then someone will be like, who? And I'll be like, oh, I mean Ryback. I still call him that. Changing the name is something very hard. If he would have came out and said, my name is Curtis Henning, I would have been like, okay, all right, makes sense. You know, his real name is Joe Henning. All right, I could see it, but then you change it completely to Curtis Axel, I'm still going to call him McGillicuddy for a little bit. It's going to take me a while to get used to not calling him that. Like Antonio Cesaro, I keep calling him Claudio, but he's not. He's Antonio Cesaro. Same thing with McGillicuddy or Joe Henning or Curtis Axel. But he makes his debut and Triple H comes out and basically says, I'm going to kick your butt. So who gets the main event? Curtis Axel is in the main event. When was the last time Zack Ryder was in the main event?
He was at one point in time.
In one point, yes.
Once he was.
But Curtis Axel makes his debut against Triple H and works the jaw. And remember, they said working the jaw, not the neck or the head area, which I thought was really interesting. Match gets called, Triple H, concussion angle. Do you think this is too soon because Dolph just had a legit concussion?
You know, I don't. I don't think that this is too soon. I was reading a couple of articles about this and people were saying, oh, you know, concussions are super serious. I can't believe that they'd make an angle out of this. And my thought was, do you not know who this is? This is the WWE. And let's just be honest here. They made an angle out of Jerry Lawler's mother dying. They made an angle out of Eddie Guerrero dying. The fact that they're doing a concussion angle, honestly, I'm so desensitized to what they did. I don't think this is bad. I really don't think that this is that bad. And if anything else, look, Triple H lost to Lesnar, which is awesome. He needed to lose. And this storyline angle, it could have a really good payoff. And if anything else, it makes Curtis Axel look pretty good. Yeah, Triple H did bury him a little bit by calling him a boy and saying the adults are talking and all that other crap. But he still wrestled him. And Curtis Axel technically has a win over Triple H because Triple H had to throw in the towel. So this kind of helps him out. And I think that you have him in matches where he can help get over. You know, you put him in the lower mid card range, you know, you have him take on Zack Ryder and a couple of those types of guys. Then you move him up to a Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, you know, and then that's going to make him a superstar. I like him. I think that he's definitely IC and US title material. I don't know if I'd ever see him with a world title, but he's definitely IC and US. And if you give him the ability to get over, I think he can.
And yeah, he's also a third generation superstar. And I don't think his grandfather ever held the title besides, like the IC title. No, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, definitely had the IC title at one point. That was a big deal. I don't think his dad did, though. But
yeah, no, he had the IC and the US and WWF and WCW, of course. So, but Andy, let's move on to our sponsor.
All right. HostGator, are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use a special coupon code off the mark and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 off the mark page and just click on the banner up there. It's WWEShop.com. They have a code WWEsave10. And what that's used for is if you spend $70 or more, you'll save $10 off that order. Also, check out HighSpots.com. So Impact Wrestling, Suicide makes his return against Joey Ryan and Petey Williams. So who was under Suicide this week? Was it Kazarian? Was it Daniels? Or was it someone else?
I think it might have been somebody else. Because, Kaz and AJ and Daniels had their own segments. So, you know, we could have somebody else under that. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Suicide, the character. Kind of interesting. The fact that he won against Petey Williams and Joey Ryan, I want to say this. They're giving love to the X Division, which I am thrilled about. Having the triple threat thing in there, though, is so dumb. I understand Zema Ion's out, but let's say he wasn't. You could have a four-way easily. Fatal four-way, winner gets a shot at Ultimate X. Boom. Done. There you go. But with the triple threat rule, which they're going to get rid of soon anyway, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either, dude.
I still think Joey Ryan needs to get the X Division title. I really do. Rename it the Triple X. It'd be so awesome.
That would be. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Suicide because, of what's going on with Daniels and Kazarian. But we'll find out by next week who is playing the character, because I have an idea, but we'll see. I don't know if he's that tall. But so Mickey James comes out and wins the knockout title. Interesting or
You know, we had a title change hands on live TV, so that's always good. You know, it would have been, this is the type of spot where you have the TV title.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Andy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it was not defended this week.
It wasn't? I thought they said it was going to get defended every week.
So moving on from women's wrestling, Shark Boy made his return. Shark Boy.
Shark Boy. The Shark Thin. Boy. The Thin.
Yes. Shark Boy.
Shark Boy.
He wanted to be on James Storm's tag team. But throughout the night, we saw a couple people, Saban in particular, come out and say, look, I could be your tag partner. And we were talking about this last week about who it could be. And I, you know, jokingly said Braden Walker, which obviously it's not going to be him. But I would not have guessed Shark Boy. Out of all people, I'm thinking Shark Boy, no way. And then, of course, Robbie comes out and, you know, a couple other people. And then Gunner out of nowhere comes out looking like a carbon copy of Matt Morgan or Eric Young.
The blueprint.
What did you think of his look?
Don't care, my Gunner. Well, I don't care. But I'm just going to say, I know who James Storm's tag partner is going to be. You ready for it? Wait for it.
It was Gunner, dude.
It was Gunner, wasn't it? Darn it. Yeah. I was hoping for Samoa Joe, but, you know, whatever.
No.
It should be.
I want to talk about that. I just want to dive a little bit deeper into this real quick. So Gunner, I was thinking about him last week because I brought him up. The fact that I brought him up and the fact that he returned, first of all, love that happenstance, the fact that it happened. So like I said, unfortunately, Zack Ryder's gone next week. Gunner has a win over Ken Anderson. I think Gunner has a win over Jeff Hardy too. Gunner was a guy that they pushed to the top that nobody cared about at all. And now that he's back, he's going to be teaming with James Storm. I hope that they don't win. But I think that Gunner works well in a tag team capacity. And I think that he's somebody that if you put him with the right person, don't put him with James Storm, because James Storm is way above Gunner's level. But if you put him with, I guess they're having him return as a face. But if you put him with like a Rob Terry, I think that you could have a pretty decent tag team, you know?
Why wasn't Rob Terry his partner? That would have been more sense when you think about it. But
I don't know what sense it would have made. Realistically, the only person that, you know, Saban made sense because it's like, hey, we went to war together, you know, against each other. Let's do it together. That type of thing. But anyway, Andy, let's talk about the main event of the evening. AJ Styles comes out, puts on the jacket, attacks Kurt Angle, celebrates with the Aces and Eights.
Yes. And then he takes out a couple of the Aces and Eights, which I was really, I thought was funny. Because it just shows to me that he is just himself. He's TNA. He is not Aces and Eights. And plus, you don't want to have a NWO type style. Which, by the way, have you noticed that Garrett Bischoff has become Vincent in a way? He gets his butt kicked and gets thrown out of the ring.
Yeah, he kind of is. Well, they don't have anything for him either. You know, and I got to say this about the Aces and Eights thing. You know, and I love tag team wrestling. I really do. As you can tell, I really like tag team wrestling and I like the X Division stuff. You have people there who can be a tag team. You have Garrett Bischoff and Wes Briscoe, both of which you could put them as a tag team. You could put Mike Knox with Doc and have them be a tag team. You know, you have things that you could do there that I really, really hope that they, you know, kind of make a point to do. Because the other thing, too, all right, we have the TV title. We have the world title. Now we're going to go after the X Division. Now we're going to go after the tag title. So we own it all. That would be an interesting storyline that you can go with. I mean, maybe they have that in place, but I really would like them to try something a little bit different, because it is feeling like a little bit of a rehash of the NWO. And that's kind of my point of view on it.
Yeah. And the other thing also, did you notice that Brooke Hogan came back for no reason? Brooke Hogan?
Andy, how old is she again?
Way too old.
No. She's young.
She doesn't look young. She looks like she's used goods.
She is not. Yeah, she is young, who does not look young.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, definitely used goods. I would say that's astute observation, Andy.
I guess that's what happens when you tan all the time. And I'm just going to call it right now. She's going to turn on Hogan. She's going to turn on Hulk.
You think she's going to turn?
She is going to be a part of the Aces and Eights.
Ooh, interesting storyline.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it. What way to swerve every fan than to make Brooke join Aces and Eights?
Well, I guess, yeah. I think that would be a big swerve. But, Andy, so this week we were going to have Doug Hahn on. Unfortunately, technical difficulties. We were unable to do so. We'll try to get him on next week or so to talk about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, since he was there live. And it's always nice to have firsthand accounts of it. So, but anyway, I guess that about wraps it up then.
Yeah, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.